on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. 7:10. Appreciate you hanging out. Today we got some fog to start. That'll be breaking up. Then a mix of sun and clouds. High of 48 tonight. Cloudy. Chance for some rain and a low of 40. Then Wednesday, cloudy. More rain. High of 48. Right now it's about 33.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
You know, sometimes a company launches a new product that complements their business so well, you can't believe it took them this long to figure it out. Well, this is one of those cases. Stovetop Stuffing just launched a brand new product called, I love this, Thanksgiving Dinner Pants. They've got a big expandable waistband, and basically they look like maternity pants, but they're not for people who are pregnant, just gorging. They're selling them at ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com for $20 with free shipping. You should grab some quick before they sell out. They're quite stylish, actually. Looking at the picture, very, very stylish. And think about how comfortable those things are. You could eat and eat and eat and eat on Thanksgiving and not have to worry about unbuttoning your pants because they'll just stretch for you, you big fatty. Actually, I do want these. To celebrate Singles Day in China, the online retailer Alibaba has an amazing deal, offering a lifetime supply of booze for about $1,700. The 33 lucky customers who swooped in the fastest will now get 12 bottles of an 80-proof grain alcohol each month. 12 bottles each month. That's a lot of booze for the rest of their lives. Now, if they die within the first 5 years of the purchase, they can leave this gift that keeps on giving to a family member. 12 bottles? They don't say how big of bottles they are, but I mean, if 12 bottles, that's a lot of booze, man, for the rest of your life. God, it's always going to be a party. Always going to be a party. I wish I would have known about this. And lastly, the hits just keep coming. Several more Hollywood heavyweights have been accused of sexual misconduct as the fallout from Harvey Weinstein continues. Writer Jessica Tieck alleges that Richard Dreyfuss repeatedly harassed her in the mid-1980s while they were working on a TV script. The Jaws star addressed the post saying, "I emphatically deny ever exposing myself to Jessica, whom I have considered a friend for 30 years. I did flirt with her, and I remember trying to kiss Jessica as part of what I thought was a consensual seduction ritual that went on for many years. I am horrified and bewildered to discover that it wasn't consensual." Ironically, Dreyfuss's son, Harry, recently claimed that he was molested by Kevin Spacey a few years ago. Star Trek actor George Takei, has denied a claim he sexually assaulted a former model and actor in 1981. Former ER star Anthony Edwards claimed in an essay Friday that he was assaulted by director-producer Gary Goddard when he was a child. Warner Bros. Has suspended Supergirl and Arrow producer Andrew Kreisberg after 19 staffers accused him of sexual harassment. Good God, people. This is just insane. They're literally coming out of the woodwork. Just keep it in your pants. You know, unless someone says take it out of your pants, just keep it in your pants. And that's not just for guys, okay? Women, too. I know most guys don't complain if it happens, but I'm just saying, just keep it in your pants unless someone asks you nicely in the confinements of a private setting to take it out of your pants. It's that simple. It's simple rules. Don't touch someone's bathing suit area unless they ask you to, and it's consensual. We learned that way back in the day. All right? Hollywood, just a bunch of pervs and drug addicts, man. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?